The message you're about to listen to is from the altar of Impact House International Church. Stay blessed as you listen.
Hallelujah. Now, before you sit down, just look at your neighbor. Look at your neighbor. And blink at your neighbor. Just keep blinking at your neighbor. Are you blinking at your neighbor? Alright, if you have blinked, you can sit down. Hallelujah. See, I'm not weird though, don't worry. In the course of the message, you understand why I said you should blink at your neighbor. So very soon you understand why I said so. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. Once again, I give God all the glory for standing here tonight to minister to great men and women of God. And I pray the Lord will use him powerfully tonight in Jesus' name. Our topic tonight is Kingdom Stewardship for Supernatural Restoration. Kingdom Stewardship for Supernatural Restoration. Before we continue, let us open our Bibles to Exodus 23. Exodus 23, verse 25, 26. Exodus 23, verse 25, 26. Now it says, "And you shall serve the Lord your God, and he shall bless thy bread and thy water, and I will take sickness away from thy midst." Verse 26. "There shall nothing cast their young, nor be barren in thy land. Thy number of the days I will fulfill." Now all these things start from if you serve the Lord your God. So if you serve the Lord your God, then these things are going to follow. Hallelujah. These things are going to what? Follow. And if you check that same verse from verse also in Matthew 6:33, it says that we should what? Seek ye first the what? Kingdom of God. I know the minister of God and minister day first, they said, he gave us a song. That every that thing are jara. Once you serve God, every that thing is what? Is jara. So we should only seek first the kingdom of God. Hallelujah. Now many of us desire to lead and not to serve. You know, many people, they want to lead, they want to be at the top, but they don't want to serve. However, the way to the top is via service. The way to top is via service. So we can say service is like a ladder to the top. And of course, to get to the top, you need to climb the ladder. Hallelujah. Now, supernatural restoration can easily be accessed via service. Supernatural restoration can easily be accessed via service. Every Christian is called unto stewardship in God's kingdom. Now, every one of us has been given talents. We'll be given time, we'll be given gifts, we'll be given riches and so on. What we have done with them and what we'll do with them will determine our reward from God. Hallelujah. Quickly, we'll be taking some definitions of what kingdom stewardship is. What is kingdom stewardship? Hallelujah. Now, I have about five definitions here. Number one, kingdom stewardship is serving the interests of God's kingdom. Kingdom stewardship is serving the interests of God's kingdom without leaving anything out. To serving the interests of God's kingdom without leaving anything out. Number two, what is kingdom stewardship? It is the venture of promoting the growth. It is the venture of promoting the growth and expansion of the agenda of God on earth. It is the venture of promoting the growth and expansion of the agenda of God on earth. And number three, it is not theoretical. That is, kingdom stewardship is not theoretical, but a demonstrable commitment to the growth and expansion and enlargement of the kingdom. So you cannot say stewardship is in theory. No. It is a practical thing. You practicalize stewardship. You don't theoreticalize it. You practicalize it. Hallelujah. Now, number four. It is the release of all that a man or woman has in all its ramifications for the purpose of making the will of God to be established. Releasing all that a man has. Releasing all that a person has for the will of God to be established. And recently, also on one of the days, the minister said that, you know, all that you have has been given to you by God. All that you have has been given to you by God. So is it not bad if you now give just part of it to God? Because the time you have was given to you by God. The gift you have was given to you by God. The money you have was given to you by God. The family you have was given to you by God. All that you have was given to you by God. Because think about it. Will a dead man ever tell you that he's in a hurry to go somewhere? He's not going anywhere. Does a dead man have talent? No. He might be talented when he was alive. Once he's dead, the talent is gone. Is a dead man ever going to be rich? No. He can't be rich. Will a dead man have a family? No. He can't have a family. So the fact that we are alive and have these things, it is because God has given those things to us. God has given those things to us. So we have to use those things to serve him. You know, there's a story I want to give you. It's not a real story. It's just a story I formulated. Now imagine if you are a woman. Woman in the house. And you are a very rich woman. You have a company, very big company. God has blessed you. But your husband doesn't have a job. You now said, okay, since he's my husband, I want to work in my company. You now employed your husband. Now, before you employed him, this man was very sweet. In fact, 24 hours, if he's not with you, you go, ah, honey, bye, honey, how are you? By the time you come home, food is already set. Every time the man hardly goes out. Once you come back home, he's there for you, everything. But when you gave him the job, things began to change. He no longer has time for you. When you get home, you say, ah, please, I'm still at work, I'm doing something. He now keeps late nights. He goes out with his friend to go and eat suya and shawarma and so on. Now humanizes with the money that he's getting from the company which you have put him in. Please, if you are the wife, please, what will you do? Hallelujah. If you are the wife, what will you do, please? You will sack him. Thank God that the wife is not God. Or thank God that you are not God. Because let me tell you the truth. If man were to be God, many of us right now will not have jobs. Many of us right now will not have families. Many of us right now will not have money. Because these things are things that God gave to us because he loved us. Yet, those things are what we are using to tell God, ah, God, you know, I don't have time, I'm having a meeting, I'm having this, I'm having that, you know, I have a family to take care of, so I might not have that time to do this and do that. Those same things that God has given to us freely because he loved us. And those things that now you tell God, ah, God, this thing, oh, that's just the way it is. Imagine how that wife would feel, that, ah, but this man, I gave you this job. Before you got this job, you were so dedicated to me. How come now you now have this job and not say, ah, now I now have a job, I have money, I cannot do this and do that? No. Even when we have the job and everything, we should still be dedicated to God and serve God with all that we have. Hallelujah. We serve God with all that we have. Now the next one is kingdom stewardship is total donation of one service for the use of the master without any form of self-gratification. Without any form of self-gratification. Now, you should know that whatever you are doing in the house of God, you are replaceable. Whatever you do in the house of God, you are what? Replaceable. So don't feel like as if, ah, I have arrived, and that I am this, I am that, I am that. So it is what? Donation of one service for the use of the master without any form of self-gratification. We should not try to self-gratify ourselves that, yes, we have arrived, we have arrived, we have arrived. No, it shouldn't be so. We should serve with humility. We should serve with what? Humility. You know, many of us, I'm sure we've eaten bread before. We've eaten bread before. And I'm sure anytime we want to eat bread, we eat bread with maybe sardine or maybe butter and so on like that, things to garnish the bread. Now, look at the bread as your... The bread is like your service. So your service is bread. Those things used to garnish the bread is what? Humility. So for you to enjoy that bread, you need to put those things inside the bread for you to enjoy the bread. For you to enjoy service, that's to be with what? Humility. But the truth is that it's not every time you eat bread with those things. Sometimes you eat bread ordinary. Why? Because maybe there's no money to buy other things and so on. But most times when you eat bread ordinary, you say that it is what? It is dry. Or is it not dry? It is dry when you eat bread ordinary. That's where your service is. Service without humility is a dry service. Bread without the garnishable is a what? It's a dry bread. So when you are serving God without humility, that service is a what? It's dry and wasted. The service is dry and what? Wasted. So we have to serve God with what? With humility. With everything we have, we should have what? We have to serve God with our talent. You know, in the parable of the talent, that they gave someone put and they say, one went to bury his talent. Let me tell you the truth. You know, it's a parable. Think about it. Will that man really have gone to the soil and dig the ground and put it and now cover it? Do you think that what he did? Most likely he didn't do that. What he did was that he was using the talent for something else that was not glorifying God. You know, when you have a talent, God has given you a talent and use it for something else. God wants to do your talent in this way. Use it this way. You have buried it. It's as good as burying that talent. I can see this TV screen right now. It's looking at me. And I'm seeing what is there. I'm enjoying the facility of the TV. Now, will it make sense if I turn the TV to the back? I'm not looking at the back of the TV. It doesn't make sense. But the TV is still working. It is still working, but it's no more useful to me. That's what happened to that servant. He had the talent, but his talent was not useful to the master. And the master said that you are wicked. So, we have to use all that we have to serve God. Our talent and everything that we have to serve God. Hallelujah. So in service to God, we are to be humble. In service to God, we are to be humble. Hallelujah. Now, humility is like the accessory and so on, like I said. And your service without humility is like a dry service. Now, how does kingdom stewardship lead to supernatural restoration? How does kingdom stewardship lead to supernatural restoration? Number one, kingdom stewardship delivers you into the heavenly package of blessings. Kingdom stewardship delivers you into the heavenly package of blessings. Exodus 23 verse 25. We've read that earlier. Exodus 23 verse 25. And you shall serve the Lord your God, and he shall bless thy bread and thy water, and I will take sickness away from thy midst. Let's stop there. Let's go to Haggai. Haggai 2 verse 8. Haggai, the silver is mine, and the gold is mine, saith the Lord of hosts. You know, also in the Exodus, God says he's going to bless us when we serve him. You know, many times when we say blessings, many people think it's money. I want to say blessings. It's money. If it's not money, that means it's not blessings. Yes, blessings, money is part of blessings, but blessings is not all about money. You know, I showed us to blink the other time, and we're smiling. I want to ask a question. How many of us have ever prayed to God and said, God, I thank you because I can blink? Is anybody like that? You ever prayed to God that, God, I thank you? It's not a bad thing because me, I never prayed to God. I don't think I ever prayed to God before. Thanking him because I could blink. Until one day I could not blink again. One day I could not blink. And you know, blinking looks so like as if it's not useful. We think blinking is not useful. I'm telling you, if you stop blinking, you will appreciate blinking. There was a time I couldn't blink. What made it worse was one eye. I could not blink one eye. So I was doing manual blinking. When after some time, I have to use one eye to close it, then open it. When I have to sleep at night, that's the worst. I have to close the eye, then use cloth to tie the eye so that my eye will not open like when I'm sleeping. And that went on for like 1 week. And after 1 week, on the eighth day, when the eye just blinked, that is power, oh Jesus. If you knew how happy I was, that I could blink. I know all this why I've been blinking. I never knew that blinking was important. I never knew that I could thank God because I was blinking. And here you are. Do you know how many times you've blinked? From when you were giving birth to now. I did the mathematics. I wrote it down here so that you understand. A person blinks on the average 4 seconds, every 4 seconds. Now, I wrote, that means on the average, repeat 10 times in a minute. That means you will blink 600 times in 1 hour. You will blink 14,400 times in a day. You will blink 432,000 times in a month. And in a year, you will blink 5,184,000 times in a year. That means that you are blinking 5,184,000 times uninterrupted. Can you imagine that? And yet you never even told God thank you for that. And you say, God has not blessed you. If God takes that blink for that, you understand that God has blessed you so much, you will not even beg God for money again. You know, when I couldn't blink, I never told God I needed money. I was just praying to God, God, let me just blink this eye. Let this eye just blink. So this is why I'm bringing that. There's some things that happens in our lives, in our bodies, that we take for granted. I was telling God, God, you didn't bless me. My friends are driving Ferrari. I'm not even driving a car. You did not bless me. My friends have money. I don't have money. You didn't bless me. And yet you are blinking. Uninterrupted blinking. And we didn't thank God. You can imagine if NEPA gives you light uninterrupted for 1 year. We'll be praising NEPA. Ah, NEPA, 1 year. That's in this country anyway. NEPA, uninterrupted. But God has given us blinking uninterrupted. And you know, we never even saw it as anything. So sometimes we have to lose something first for us to understand the importance of that thing. God knows that if that thing will affect me, I don't think I will ever pray to God that, God, thank you because I could blink. I doubt it. Because blinking was a normal thing. Just like we wake up and we sleep and wake up, so we see it like a normal thing. Yeah, maybe if I sleep, I'll wake up. Nothing will happen, I'm sure. I sleep, I wake up. It's not a normal thing. It is not what? Normal. So when we say blessings, you know, blessings is encompassing. It's not just money. Money, money. Do you think people that cannot see now, people that are blind, you say, I have 10 billion, take 10 billion, take sight. Which one do you choose? What do you think they will choose? Most likely they will choose sight. Because someone that has been blind, you say, let me even see what other people are seeing. And here you are, you have the sight. You can walk, you can move your hands, and you are still complaining that God has not blessed you. Please, what blessing are you looking for again? You should not be thanking God. You don't need to ask God again. Just be thanking God. I thank you because I can breathe. I thank you because I can blink. I thank you because I can see. I thank you because I can move my legs. I thank you because I can move my hands. Hallelujah. So when they say health is wealth, it is true. Because if you have health, let me tell you, wealth will come. But if you have wealth, you don't have health, you will die. And when you die, you lose the wealth. So that's just the simple truth. Hallelujah. Now, number two, how does kingdom stewardship lead to restoration? Number two, kingdom stewardship is what puts us in command of all the things that make for life and godliness. Kingdom stewardship is what puts us in command of all the things that makes for life and godliness. Hallelujah. Also, number three, kingdom stewardship makes you a candidate of honor. Kingdom stewardship makes you a candidate of honor. Proverbs 27 verse 18. Proverbs 27 verse 18. Proverbs 27 verse 18. Now, whoso keepeth the fig tree shall eat the fruit thereof. So he that waited on his master shall be honored. He that waited on his master shall be honored. So when you are a steward, you are a servant, you will be honored. Hallelujah. Now, number four, kingdom stewardship brings you into manifold grace. Kingdom stewardship brings you into manifold grace. That is, when you are serving in God's vineyard, grace is what? Available to you. Now, grace is made available for performance of service. That is why the more you serve God in a particular area, the more He engraces you in that area. And I declare that manifest grace for God's blessing should release upon you tonight in Jesus' name. Now, when we say restoration, it is I lose two, I got two back. That is restoration. I lose two, I got two back. That is restoration. But divine restoration is I lose two, I get minimum of four back. That's divine restoration. I lose two, I get minimum of four back. Look at the story of Job. You know, when Job lost everything and God was returning it back to him. They said Job was twice the man he was in everything. Now Rosh Daniel, before, when Job was in the beginning, when they said Job was the greatest man in the whole East, he had 7,000 sheep, 3,000 camels, 500 yokes of oxen, 500 she asses. That's what he had. Now, after I lost everything, I got them back. He now had 14,000 sheep. Initially, he had 7,000. Now, he had 14,000. Initially, he had 3,000 camels. When God returned everything, he now had 6,000 camels. He had 500 oxen before. He now had 1,000 oxen. He had 500 she asses before. He now had 1,000. So, everything was double. So, the minimum restoration is double. But you know one thing about our God. You can negotiate with God. So, if you don't want double, if what you want is tenth pool, is anything like that, negotiate with God. Because I've proven times and times in the Bible that you can negotiate with God. Moses negotiated with God. God, what about? So it means you can negotiate. But the minimum is twice. So you can say, God, I need 10 times. God, I need 50 times. God, I need 1,000 times, according to your faith. So it all depends on how, on your negotiating power now. It's already sure, twice is sure. But how well can you negotiate? How well do you want that portion that you want? Hallelujah. So it brings you into manifold grace. Then number 5, kingdom stewardship ensures preservation and protection. Kingdom stewardship ensures preservation and protection. It ensures preservation and protection. I know this thing is very easy. I like to use examples. Because examples stick more. If you are in a company, let's assume you employ marketers, people that market your goods, and you employ 5 of them. Now, amongst the 5 of them, one of them brings in 2 million every month. 2 million naira every month. And that one brings in like 1 million. And that one brings in like 500,000. Then one of them brings in 50k every month. 50,000 naira every month. Then there's now recession. You now want to sack some people. Please, will you sack the person that brings in 2 million? There's no, even if the person that brings 2 million, even if you hate him, you cannot sack him. Because the person is bringing in 2 million monthly. You don't mind whoever he is. Let him be tall, short, let him be ugly, let him be handsome. Be it a man, be it a woman, you don't care. As long as he's bringing in that 2 million monthly. But the person that brings 20k, most likely that's the person you want to sack. Because this person is not even useful before. The 50k is even bringing in. That's the salary. So let's just cut him off. Let's just what? Cut him off. So you can see, when you are useful in God's hands, he will preserve you. When you are useful, God will preserve you. Just like an employer. When you are useful to the employer, he will preserve you. When it's time to sack, you say, eh? Will I use somebody worth 2 million per month? By lie, I cannot lose. Sacrifice that person, leave him. That's the way it is to God. When you are very useful to God, God will preserve you because he knows you are useful to him. He knows you are a tool in his hand, so he's going to what? Preserve you. Hallelujah. We can open our Bibles to Isaiah 54 verse 17. Isaiah 54 verse 17. Isaiah chapter 54 verse 17. No weapon that is formed against thee shall prosper, and every tongue that shall rise against thee in judgment, thou shalt condemn. This is the heritage of the servants of the Lord, and their righteousness is of me, saith the Lord. So, when you say no weapon formed against me shall prosper, and you are not serving God, you are wasting your time. That's the only part that we remember. No weapon formed against me shall prosper. We remember the part that says is servants of God. He's referring to servants of God, those who are serving God. Because if you serve God, God will preserve you. So it's not just saying, no weapon, right? Life formed against me shall prosper. No, you are not serving. You're just saying ordinary words. They don't mean anything. They don't carry weight. But when you serve God and there's no weapon, yes, that's when that vat is working for you. Hallelujah. Praise God. Now, how to be a good and faithful steward? How to be a good and faithful steward? Number one, understand that God owns all things, including you. Understand that God owns all things, including you. So what's the thing that God owns all things, including you? It won't be difficult to now give God your life, or give God your money, or give God anything that you have. It won't be difficult. Once we get that understanding that God owns everything that we have, including us. Hallelujah. Number two, the service of God is not as per the rules of men, but by the rules of the master. By the rules of the master. So God himself sets the rules. Hallelujah. God himself sets the rules. Number three, faithfulness is not what you want or feel. Faithfulness is not what you want or feel. It is a major requirement for service in the kingdom. It is a major requirement for service. So faithfulness is not what you feel or what you want. It is a requirement. You just have to be faithful. Number four, understand that you are accountable to God. Understand that you are accountable to God and those he has set over you. And those he has set over you. Number five, be humble. Be humble. No matter how great your service is to God, be humble. Only the humble get the master's blessings. Only the humble get the what? Master's blessings. You know, sometimes you just achieve just small success. Then our shoulder becomes either, yes, I have arrived. Me, ayo this, ayo that. No, it shouldn't be so. We are meant to be humble. Now imagine if you are an ogre and you have one gate man. You have gate man. And you are the one that is paying that gate man salary. And you in your house, what you eat in your house? You eat maybe rice and meat, normal, maybe cow meat sometimes. Sometimes you eat fish. Maybe you eat fish once in a week, I'm assuming. Then you eat meat once in a week too. Because you don't want to spend too much on meat and fish. But you're surprised. Anytime you pass beside your gate man's house and you spy, you will see rice with chicken every day. Rice and chicken every day in your gate man's house. Please, when that gate man come and meet you one day and say, hey, Oga, I don't get money again. I beg, say, if you see him for 100 naira. Please, will you give that gate man? You would, you say, ah? You that you're even bigger than me now. You that me, I'm eating meat once a week. I'm eating fish once a week. You eat chicken every day. You're not coming to meet me. No, you're not bigger than me now. That's the way it is. Once you begin to feel like I'm not bigger than God, you can no longer receive blessings from God. Because God will say, you are bigger than me. So who am I to give you something? So that's the way it is. So we are meant to be low so that God can keep dropping things for us. You know, once you are high, God cannot drop again because God is now here. You have put God here, you are now here. Do you want God to be throwing it up to you? No. So you have to be you have to be low so that God can keep dropping it for you. So once you begin to feel that you are now proud and you are high, nothing drops from God again. That's the way. So once we are servants and we are serving with humility, God keeps dropping things for us. So no matter how great your service is, we should be humble. Hallelujah. Now number six, whatever you do in service is for God and not for men. It is for God and not unto man. No, the truth is that it's everywhere. People love to do eye service. You know, feed the eye. Just to do it when people are there. But no, whatever you are doing, it is not man. That is why you should not wait for man to come and thank you. If man doesn't thank you, there's no problem. If man thanks you, there's no problem. Because the person you are doing that service to is not to man, it's to God. So it doesn't matter if the man thanks you or not. Okay, if you are doing marketing for your company and you get out on the street and you are walking to go and market and men see you on the road and they don't thank you, you say that, I came out of my company, I went to market and people saw me on the road, they didn't thank me, so I will resign. Is that what you will do? No, because you are not marketing for those people, you are marketing for the company. So you are not concerned if other people see you on the road and they don't appreciate you. It doesn't matter to you. That's the way it is with God. When you are serving God, your service is unto God. So whether man thanks you, or man does not thank you, or man appreciates you, or doesn't appreciate you, it doesn't matter. If man appreciates you, just extra. It's extra. If he doesn't appreciate you, fine. You continue doing your work. That's the way it is. So whatever you do in the service of God, it is to God and not unto man. Colossians 3 verse 23. And whatsoever ye do, do it heartily as the Lord and not unto men. Do it heartily as the Lord and not unto men. Hallelujah. Quickly, examples of faithful stewards. Number one is our Lord Jesus Christ. I'll just run through the examples because my time is up. Number one is our Lord Jesus Christ. Number two is Joseph. I'm sure we know the story of Joseph so well. Number three is Daniel. Daniel was a very faithful steward. Number four is Moses. He was faithful to his father-in-law. Then number five is Apostle Paul. Apostle Paul was also a faithful steward. And, you know, and finally, don't be among those people rendering service and their spirit is not yet connected to the one they are serving. Their spirit is not yet connected to the one that they are serving. You know, let's assume, I want to take MTN for instance. If MTN employs you, maybe as a customer service, and somebody calls and says, hello, I'm having a problem with my MTN network or MTN SIM, and reply the person, MTN will pay you for that. Am I correct? But if MTN has not employed you, and your friend, your party just calls you that, hello, my MTN is having a problem. Okay, I'll do this and do that. Will MTN pay you for that? No. Because you are not even, they didn't employ you, so they didn't know that you did that thing. They never knew that you carried that service, so they don't know that you are doing any service at all. So it means for MTN to pay you for rendering any service, they must have employed you. So when you now render that service and say, hello, do this, and they say, okay, yes, it gave that person solution. We're going to pay him for that. But if you are not employed by MTN, and you don't give your friend solution to his MTN problem, they won't pay you for that because they don't even recognize that you gave any solution because you're not employed. So let's not be connected, and the person that we are serving, we're not really connected to that person. Now you may have gifts, but not engraced, because grace is given to the sons of God. So it's not by having gifts, but are those gifts engraced? Hallelujah.
Wow. I know you must have been blessed by this message. Please feel free to worship with us at Impact House International Church, Praise Tabernacle, along Pipeline Road, Ilorin. For more inquiries, you can call 081-086-78878 or visit our website www.impacthouseinternationalchurch.org. I appreciate you.